that if you were given the choice of the two betochets, which one do you want? That you have Hashem, you have betochen in Hashem, and Hashem gives you whatever you want. Panasa, Brias, Osha, Kovid, Yeladim, Tzadikim, Kamosha, Rabbeinu, everything just goes the way you want it, like everybody davens for. But you've got to take care of your Analam Abba. Oh no, you take whatever Hashem gives you, and He takes care of your Olam Haba. Which would you choose? So we said that everybody would choose the second path, the Rashi path. Because we would be chutzpah enough to think, yeah, I know what I need in Olam Haba, I know what's good for me, I know what's best for me. It could be what you think is good for you, it could be the worst possible thing for you, right? I think that's what he got up to, right? So Rak Hu, I'm your Kosh Bochus, you're there, my heat of Rosh Amitis. Oh, so now there's a question that's going to come off the back of it. If it's possible that the second way of Betochen is the best way, and that's what everybody would choose, so what do you need the first one for? I mean, the Chovei Tzal HaVavos is wrong. Yeah? The Betochen he's talking about is wrong. Or it's for the one guy in the world that actually knows what's good for him. Yeah? The Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what was good for him. Even Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, who was... It was like an eved in Hashem's quarters. He was going wherever he wanted, according to Chazal. Even he didn't have panasa from one week to the next. He said he davened for panasa, and he mazaned the whole world with his tefillot. But he himself was mamash and lived in abject poverty. There were lots of ben pedas, gol lador. Poshu didn't have enough to eat. He was living off garlic. Gemara describes the poverty. So even them, they were working with Rashi. So who's the first one for? Ma'at ta'ila shayla d'shem ma'an nosim lana kosh bochus yafshut liptuach b'shitza shel ha'betochen echad. Why does Hashem even give us this opportunity if it's not good for us? Klemer liptuach shebekov mishal yislibayna yismola al yodai. That you can get to a level where whatever you want you'll get. Why do we need that? It's dangerous for us. Ma'dua hitzerech kevyochu b'shinu sitve breishis. Why does Hashem have to, so to speak, change the way of Breishis, Laman, Avod, of Al Nemonim, of Perichim, of Bekolayt, in order to provide these few rare Avodim of Hashem this level of Betochen? L'choye etoy v'roishin, et kabbalist koma bo aleinim memorim in between us. Pashtas is better, and we all understand logically that it's better, the Rashi's Betochen, but it's better that a higher level is that you get whatever you, whatever Hashem gives you, you accept between us. Yeah, whatever's coming to me, that's the best for me, so I'm happy. As Nilo Lahaz, the Shishtei Medregos HaBetochen, Misamele Shtei Bechines, the Shtei Tekufos, the Historia Shel Olam. The way to understand this is by understanding that these two levels of Betochen are two different aspects of two different periods in history. And Tekufos Tzadik V'Toivlo, he's Tekufos Betochen Echad. There's a fantastic introduction to the whole sugya of Tzadik V'Toivlo, of Tzadik V'Rolo, of the whole background of world history. If you have this in your pocket, you're a different person if you don't have this. This is worth millions the next few pages here. Watch it carefully. And Tekufos Tzadik V'Toivlo, Tekufos Betochen Echad. The first level of Betochen is the level of Betochen of what's called Tzadik V'Toivlo. Im Niftach V'Kolosh Bochu, Hu Nekabel Eskoma, Shelibeinu Chofetz Boi. If you have enough betochen in Hashem, you get whatever you want. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishadet davonu es marechas hateva v'yafuch sitve breishis. Hashem will throw the world upside down and change the whole mice of breishis, but you'll get what you want. So that's betochen. Blumen says, tekufas tzadik v'ralo. But then there's another tekuf of world history called tzadik v'ralo. Gam im lo mekabel es Hashem b'kshaynu. Even if you won't get what you requested, mekomokim mekabel es kol ha'baydeh b'tzmin. Even if you won't get what you want, but whatever you get, you're makabel between us. It means you want whatever you get. Not you'll get whatever you want. You'll want whatever you get. Do you have the difference? Fine. Shneima and Igim Amond Amdoik and the Klalis of the Shneia Tekufa Shaisen Aruchan Liyom. These two Hanhagas are what Klalis had to deal with in the two Tekufas. Moshe Rabbeinu Hushayre Shatoy Shabiksav. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shabiksav, you know that. Rabbi Kiva is Torah Shabiksav. And Rabbi Kiva is the root of what's called Torah Shabiksav. Choose Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom in Tekufa, Tzadik V'Toivloi. Moshe Rabbeinu lived in a world of Tzadik V'Toivloi. Who asked my Neilad Mahu? He was born already, didn't need a bris. That's why his mother called him Tuvia. Moshe Rabbeinu's mother called him Tuvia. But Yah Yocheves is an Oki Toiv. That Toiv, that light that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yah Hashem is an Oki Toiv that Hashem hid away for the tzaddikim because the world couldn't handle that light. That light shone in the world when Moshe was born. He was born in the Ol HaGolus. Kvar b'yoyis ha-tinuk ha-yisu shchina imoy. Before he even started doing any work, he was already surrounded by the Ol HaGolus. Interesting, Shala, not now, but interesting, Shala, why we call him Moshe. His mother called him Tuvia. And Basparo called him Moshe. Allah Yomagay, we call him Moshe. Not now. Fascinating insight. Why the whole world up to this day we call him by the name that some stranger gave him when his own mother called him Tuvia? We don't call him Tuvia. Why not? Yeah, well, as a teacher, you need to learn something from the fact that he's still calling him Moshe when he really is Tuvia. After that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised Moshe with mamash open miracles. Haytis bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim, korin lemes hayam, nosen lemes ha-teira, achil oisam lechem min ha-shamayim v'shlav, nosen lemes ba'er shomiria. Moshe Rabbeinu, miracle after miracle. Yeah, he saw burning bushes, and the nisim and tzias yam suf and teira, and Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Shamayim 40 days without food. That's tzaddik for teira block. Whatever he asked for, he got. And he one request was ever turned down. He wanted to go to the job, Hashem said, no. That was it. Other than that, he got whatever he wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nechnes beis ol Eretz Yisrael, chonet beis habechira, avodav amnen poili yishuas bekerev haaretz, lamala mederech hateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to Eretz Yisrael, we got the beis hamikdash, the Nevim lived, we lived on a level of the wood, there were miracles going on, yom v'layla, yeah? HaKol ha'yu borav v'nir, everything was clear, you had a shala, you went to the Urim v'tumim, you need to know what your tafki in the world was, you also know, he told you, the boss of Olam. Vayikav yochol amaleh, Yashem kav yochol amaleh, אם תפתחו בי ותעשו את הטוב בעיני, אתן לכם הכל ולא תחוסו לדובר. You just do what I tell you to do. Whatever you want, whatever is good for you, whatever you need, I'll give you. לא חסק כלום. אין צדיק ורע לו בתאיר שבקסב, אני גם קוף סמך טס. נציין לקודם מעניינת. Just note something very, very fascinating. משה רבינו, אין אם מתאי מציר של צדיק ורע לו, וראש ותאיב לו. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't grasp the concept of Tzadik V'ra'lo over Rosh V'Toyevlo. Riyanzei Soises, Toyes Moshe. That concept of Tzadik V'ra'lo and Rosh V'Toyevlo is a steerer to Torah Shabiksav. The Torah Shabiksav Arama Kabbalist Oichoy V'Tov Nitzel V'Nitzel Hashem V'Chasodo. Evil gets its just dues and good gets its rewards. Havich HaTichoin Ha'oidu V'Kach HaTanach Hu Im Shamas Yishmu B'Goyli. The whole matter of Torah Shabiksav, if you listen to my words, you get what you deserve. The Kabbalah is called a Toivim, lo chatzili el efech. And if you don't listen to me, you're going to get punched. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu shoreh es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets asked by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoidiyani no es takecho. Please explain to me, Hashem, your ways, mifnei mayish tzadik v'ralo v'rosh v'toivlo. Moshe Rabbeinu's got a real problem, he goes, Hashem, I don't understand what's going on here. There's a thing in the world, Tzadik V'ra'al over Rosh HaMetoyzal. What is going on here? Klaim Eshav, Pi HaMeseh Shel Toyer Shabiksav, Shen Hizgal Tal Yedei Moshe, Amenes V'gam Netzav HaKushiyo B'kol Uzer, V'tuk from Mipnei Mayesh Tzadik V'ra'al. According to the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, he can't understand why there's a thing in the world called Tzadik V'ra'al. Because Toyer Shabiksav doesn't allow for Tzadik V'ra'al. That's why he couldn't grasp it. That's why he could never understand Rabbi Akiva. You'll see, when Moshe gets shown Rabbi Akiva, when Akos Borku shows Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva can't understand, Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah. You'll see, we'll get this. Lumasai, Rabbi Akiva Haya Ben Gabriel. Rabbi Akiva was the Ben of Gabriel. Who knowled the mishpacha shayinim yuchesed. He was no yichus in the family. B'tchilosa ya ama aretz v'afi yimolot sinu l'talmud chochem. He hated Talmud HaChachomim. V'gil arvim sh'yitzchil l'umoyed etzel melamde dal deki several bizoynes. When he started learning about off his wachem, he learned he mamash took enormous bizoynes. The poverty that they, if you go over look to see, the poverty they lived with was beyond our comprehension. 24 years away from his wife in order to grow and develop and become who he was. When eventually he managed to raise 24,000 Talmidim, they all died in a very short time. The sojourn of Solkrev, the sorrow, the Mazraka Shalbazo, the Shukrev, the sorrow of the Makhilim. It made me die a horrific, horrific death. Yeah? Mazer Keshen, too. Why didn't you say I want to have a mouth cool off like Moshe? We know Rebbe Kiva, Enu Shal, Shaila, Kol Shur, Deis Matabas. We never see Rebbe Kiva complaining anyway. On the contrary, when they're busy ripping his flesh off with hot coals, he's in the happiest state he's ever been. I couldn't wait. My whole life I was waiting for this moment. Leifach usamach matzapa lakach. Kefishrema b'shah shahite zubikivu laharigoye zman kriyashmaya. It was zman kriyashmaya. We're soaking with Masar Masarka Shalbazo. They were busy ripping his flesh apart. By makabal lavu malchus shamayim. He was busy saying shmaya. They were all the kabonas. Amro Talmido of Rebbeinu Adkar. Is this how far this is expected to go? I'm going to call you my Yisim Mitzayer of Posit Zeh B'Kol Nav Amshachot. My whole life I was bothered by this Posit B'Kol Nav Amshachot. I feel an altar as Nav Amshachot, even if they kill you. Amati Matai Avoli Dei Ve'akaymenu. I always worried, when am I going to be able to become this mitzvah in the Torah? V'achshav Shebol Le'yodei Lo Akamenu. Now that I have this opportunity, I'm not going to do it properly. Ha'imarich Ve'echot. Says he stretched out Echod. Actually, Yotzes and Ishma said the Echod. Yotzes, the Bas Kol Vomer, Ashreich Rebbe Kiva, Yotzes and Ishma said the Echod. The Gemara in Brochus Samach Aleph, Amid Beis. So the difference between Rebbe Kiva and Moshe Rabbeinu is quite apparent. Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he die? So it was like taking a hair out of milk. Hashem gave him a kiss and that was it. He died like simple, very peaceful death. How did Rebbe Kiva die? Being ripped apart, and that's a representation of their whole lives. Tzadik v'lavo b'toyu shabalpeh terosu shal Rebbe Akiva. The tzadik v'ralo, that is the tikkuf of toyu shabalpeh, and that's the Torah of Rebbe Akiva. Chazal magali lanu baruch kodshom dvoyim mikvashoyinay shaloylam. Chazal revealed to us with their ruach kodesh things that stand at the depths of the world. Amar v'yud amarav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, at the time when Moshe went up to the Shemayim, Moshe Kodesh Baruch Hu Sheyeshev Akosha Ketorim Losos. Moshe made a sign of Kodesh Baruch Hu tying crowns onto the letters of the Torah. I'm going to follow. So Moshe said to Rav Yehuda, Mi ma'akev al yotcho. What are you gaining by this? What are you doing this for? What's pshat here basically? Amaloi, so he said to Adam Echad Yei Sherosi Liyos, the Seif Kamadoris. There's going to come a Jew, the Seif Kamadoris, and his name is Akiva Ben Yosef Shmoy. Sherosi Liyos, I've called Kites the Kites on each of these little thorns, Kites the Kites, on each of these little things. Tiloi, Tiloi in Shalalachas. I'm in the front of Rabbi Shalalam, my role. Rabbi Shalalam, please reveal it to me. I'm alone. Chosel Acharecho. Go back. He said to Moshe, go back. Halach Vayeshu Vasay Shmoine Shurais. He went back 8 rows. Vilay Yodea, Ma Hey Name. He didn't understand the Shia. He couldn't understand it. Kiva couldn't understand. He went back and back. And he still couldn't understand it. Kiva was saying, Tashus Kaycha. He had Mamash Chalisha Sadat. He was completely wiped out by this. Kiven Shigir de Lobe Echot, Amrullah Talmidov, Rebbe Manayin Lachov. Rebbe Kiva got to a certain Makuda and he said, they asked him, Talmidim, asked him, where'd you get this from? Amalehem, Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. He said, it's Halacha Lamoshe Misinai, Nisyash Vedaitoi. His dais was Miyashav, was Miyushav. Why? Because he understood that everything Rebbe Kiva was teaching actually came from here. Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. But he himself couldn't understand it from his teaching. So what's going on here? So Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Hashem. You got something like this in your storeroom, in your bag of tricks that you can get Torah through me? Amalo shtoit. Kachale b'machshav lefana. Keep quiet. That's how I'm going to do things. This is my world. I'm doing it the way I want to. Amal lefana. Rabbi Shalom. Hari yosan etorase. Harani sorei. You've shown me his Torah. Show me this Jew's reward. I want to see what Rabbi Akiva, what's waiting for him. Yeah. Amal lechayzel acharecha. Go back. I don't know what this means. Go back. We'll see. Rosh is shaking b'sarab b'mekayli. They saw him Rabbi Kiva's end, yeah, when they ripped his flesh off and they were making a design of his kufa. I'm not from Israel, is that Zu Torah was a scholar? That's his Torah, that's his chah? I'm a lay shtok, kachala b'machshav u'lefana. Keep quiet. That's what I've... Why didn't you explain to Moshe Bani? What's going on here? Why didn't you explain to the sugi of Tzadik Baralo? Stop. Keep quiet, Moshe Bani. You can't understand. As Moshe Rabbeinu Shoel, Zu Torah Zu Sholei? This is his Torah, this is his reward? Moshe Rabbeinu was impressed with his Torah, that's something, okay? Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu is impressed with your Shia, you must have some Shia. Not just impressed by it, he couldn't understand why the Torah has been given by him if there's this Torah here. As Zu Torah Zu Sholei, because Moshe Rabbeinu may Shivlo. Perhaps it's because Moshe didn't give him an answer. He asked the question, you didn't give me an answer. But time to kach, who could be beginning to tell you, should be exact, ain't you to kach. There is no answer. In the world where Moshe Rabbeinu is living, in the world of Torah, should be exact, telling the Torah, there is no answer. The maize of the kach, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshub, Yeshivos, and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbeinu Meiv, and his Bolo. Vaita, Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Rabbi Akiva's Yeshiva, listening to Rabbi Akiva giving Shirim, and he can't understand the Shirim. Rabbi Akiva, Dorish, are called Kreitz, for Kreitz, Tilly, Tilim, Shalalachas. Hakreitim halu mesalim esakaiva yisurim. What's a kol kreitz for kreitz? It means Rabbi Akiva was dashing on every suffering and pain that he was going through. Kreitz is a thought. It's called the kiros hakreitz obro b'nei doyish or Rabbi Akiva dor achulven. Rabbi Akiva was dashing on kol kreitz for kreitz. Means in the midst of all the suffering of the generation that was going to see the chulven by Sarishon, by Tasheni. All the suffering, he was dashing the traders in that midst of all that suffering. That's what the Mashmash is. Vina Moshe Rabbeinu ain't in Mavin, it's Torosov. He doesn't understand the Torah. His Torah Kazu ain't the Torosov, Shomoshe. Because this Torah of dashing of cold coats for coats, where you have to sit in the midst of terrible suffering and dredge out a locher and Torah like the Yekiv was doing, in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah that doesn't exist. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Mamash had finished the task. It's a whole story that he never learned. He didn't understand. When I made a Keshishayla Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Zoom in Einlecho, when I asked him, Akiva, where did you learn this from? And I can't say this. I can't say this. I can't say this. Where did you, Rabbi Akiva, get the koyach to, in the midst of all the suffering, learn and dash and bring out new Torah, the Simcha? I'm a lochel Moshe Mitzinai. The koychel Shemosh Rabbeinu ani bo. Ubezein is yesh v'daito Shemosh. I get the Shemosh Rabbeinu. What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand this. He himself can't be masiget and Rabbi Akiva got it from Moshe. Ech. This is a world that Moshe Rabbeinu is not shaykh to. And yet Rabbi Akiva couldn't have done it without Moshe. What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu amlam enu meiv nesterosu Rabbi Akiva. Ulam Rabbi Akiva ubenei doyre shayirim es koycha mitoyres Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand Torah's Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva drew the koyach of their Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Lord Torah's Moshe, I'm not a you, Mitzlichim Rami, but he said it's a Kashim Shoyim and Afzal Kodim. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, without Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, without the Tekuf of Tzadik for Torah's law, then the Tekuf of Tzadik for Raro is not shaykh to withstand that. Rabbi Akiva ben Adori, Kiblu Ish Mipni Ish, is Hayadir, Shiranissim Agiluim, Shosa Koshbok, Lepetani, Bekola, Baim, Shnoi Torah. The generation of Rabbi Akiva got Rabbi to Talmud, father to son, handed down an unbroken tradition, all the nifin nitzloit and the wonders and love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for the Jewish people. Me'avam evinu ad achuzah, u'mikoyach zehem yayidu ki yesh lehem b'shamayim av rachama. And therefore they knew, and it was deeply entrenched in their hearts, that there's an av rachama. Ha'oivot tam, he loves them, ve'ev sheli smaycha liyash and alav legamrei. And it is possible to rely on him and to depend on him completely for everything. The leches arach betmimus and the kabbalis kol ha'ba'alei mimena besimklu v'zeh nacha daito shom Moshe. Where did they get this ability to walk after Hashem in the midst of the terrible Yisurim? It's because they knew that this was the love that Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. that the Kufa panic with Toivon, that so much Hashem loved them, so they understood that the same Abba that gave them patches now was the same Abba that revealed all that love, and therefore I can withstand this because I know that it comes from Avinu Abba Rachaman. How do you know it comes from Avinu Abba Rachaman? Because it's been drilled into us over the 2,000 years of Tanik V'Toivlo. So that now you have the ability and the track record and the trust to go through the Tekuf of Tanik V'Ralo. Which means that the period of Tanik V'Ralo is only Shaykh if it comes after a period of Tanik V'Toivlo. Tanik V'Toivlo is a honor for Tanik V'Ralo. Stop it. To think about it. We'll see.